What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
You don't know what that art is, Mr. Trash. I'd show you, but I'm too old. I'm too tired, I'm too fucking blind. If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place!
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Oh, we've always said it. Sometimes the truth, though, is what you make of it. Sometimes the truth is what other people think it is. But again, this is Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn, the Mad Ramblings of a Gen Xer, bringing you the God's honest truth. We want to talk about up, up, and away in my beautiful spy balloon. Of course, the Chinese spy balloon, which was flying over the United States for multiple days, came in from over Alaska, kind of hovered around very important facilities in regards to our nuclear silos and capabilities and some of a lot of our military assets, I guess we could say, that are in certain states. And the Biden administration, of course, hid this from the public until it was made public by someone in the public. Say that 10 times fast. And they basically just said, well, the balloon's been hanging out here for a while now. We actually watched it come across the ocean. We watched it go over Canada. And then we watched it go over the United States. What? Am I the only one seeing an issue with that? Now, they said back on Wednesday, Biden said, I told him to shoot that balloon down on Wednesday. But I was told by my security advisors that it wouldn't be safe to do because it's overpopulated areas. All right. And then it was over Montana at one point, and I believe the population in Montana, it's 7 people per square mile. And the officials were saying, we're worried about it landing on a school. If you have 7 people per 1 square mile, and you have a lot of wide open space, you're probably okay. And I think our military is smart enough to understand, okay, if we hit the balloon here, the trajectory is going to bring it down this way, and we're going to go this way, and we're going to go this way. Don't we have, like, aerospace engineers? People that can figure this out. You're NASA. You got people just thinking this shit up. What movie is that from? But you have to think about this because you could sit there and say, okay, you know, honestly, that does make sense. If you have some fear about shooting it down over a populated area or having a large debris field, I get it. I really do get it. I get that. What happens when it was over Alaska? Last time I checked, Alaska was a part of the United States. Last time I checked, we have military assets and facilities in Alaska. And last time I checked, unless you're worried about it falling on an igloo, we probably could have brought it down over Alaska. How about when it hit international waters or hit our sovereign waters? How about then? Could we have done it then, before this, before it spent days hovering over the United States? Now, evidently, this is not the first Chinese balloon flight. There have been multitudes of them. And, of course, the Biden administration came out and said, you know, no, this is not the first time this has happened. Because Trump said if he would have saw a balloon, he would have shot it down. Biden said, no. This happens a lot. Like, that makes it better that it happens a lot. And so there was information, of course, suggesting that Chinese balloons traveled over the United States during Trump administration. Now, evidently, this happened for a very short period of time and was discovered after Trump left office. And this is coming from a senior, intelligence official. And because Trump came out and said, it never happened. Because if it happened, I would have shot it down. But on Sunday, a senior administrator official told Fox Digital that the U.S. intelligence, not the Biden administration, assesses the PCR, which is the People's Republic of China's government surveillance balloons, transit the continental U.S. briefly at least 3 times during the prior administration and once that we know at the beginning of this administration, but never for this duration of time. They were undetected. The officials explained that Chinese surveillance balloons are part of a larger pattern. Of course, evidently, there was one over Latin America as well. And the official came out and said that these balloons are part of a PRC fleet of balloons developed to conduct surveillance operations which have violated the sovereignty of our countries, the official explained, adding that these activities are often undertaken as direction of the People's Liberation Army. Of course they are. Who else is going to be sending up balloons? I loved it before when China said, no, wait a minute. That's a weather balloon. We're checking, you know, we are such great guys and gals. We're checking the weather for you at your side of the country because of the fact that we don't want you to have bad weather information. That's what it is.
But that's okay. Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Really? That's what we were supposed to believe. Then they come out and say, no, it was a military asset. Yeah, it was a military asset. But don't worry about it. It's a military asset. But this jet stream came and took it off course, even though they were saying that it was being maneuvered. And that's why it hovered over the United States for days. For days. Which the Biden administration knew. They were tracking this balloon for like 2 weeks. But don't worry. It's okay. Everything's okay. Because here at China, we don't lie. We don't tell non-truths.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
You have to be taking crazy pills if you don't understand what they're doing. The Chinese do not have missile silos. The Chinese currently are building missile silos. And what they're doing is any information that they can get or gather from the United States and our missile silos, that's what they're trying to do. If they just determine how a hatch is designed or built by using these balloons, that's well-known necessary information. Most of the Chinese military nuclear arsenal is mobile. So they don't have these Minuteman missile silos that we have. So any information that they can gather will make it easier for them to develop their own missile silos because they're currently building them. Because their long-range capability isn't as great as the United States. It isn't as great as Russia's nuclear capability, that is. But for the Biden administration just to sit there and be like, no, everything's okay. Everything's fine. Everything's under control. We're all good. Nothing to see here. We didn't tell anyone about this because we really didn't think it was that necessary. Oh, my God. You just want to look at Joe and say,
fuck you!
Tell us the truth. Most of us are adults. Tell us the truth. It's okay. The American public can handle it. Speaking about most of us being adults, I found this interesting article that said millennials' ability, ambitions goes into question following a new poll, and it's called Go Out and Get a Job. New poll finds that many millennials are relying on parents to pay their bills. Now, if you're a millennial, I'm a Gen Xer. If you are a millennial, you were born between 1981 and 1996. And now, a recent poll came out and said that, and this was by Fortune, polls showed that 35% of millennials across the United States rely on their parents to pay their bills. 35%, that means 65% are paying their own bills. That's crazy. Think about that. 35% of millennials' bills are being paid by their parents, being paid by mommy and daddy. Now, I can understand that, you know, during COVID, you know, there was a difficult time. It was an unprecedented time. A lot of people moved back home with their parents because of the fact that they weren't working. They weren't making the same amount of money. Some people were actually making more money, but we're going to get into that. But they basically just went back into mommy's and daddy's and basement. And they basically just said, no, I can't do this now because I'm a victim. I'm a victim now because the COVID, because this was something that was unprecedented. And now I can't get back on my feet again because of the fact that I just can't. So I have to have mommy and daddy pay my bills. Now, many millennials will argue that the cost of living in the U.S. has spiked over the decades. Yes, it has. Does anyone remember? These people are also the ones that don't remember inflation from the 70s. It's not making their bills any easier to pay. Bills are never easier to pay. You know what you do? Work hard. I worked a full-time job when I was in college and a part-time job. And then after I got out of college, for a year, I lived in a tent in my friend's living room.
just so I could save money. Now, these guys, these are also the same people that are going out and getting these worthless college degrees, and they're going into a very competitive job market. But the problem is they have what's your degree? And my degree is in Dead Sea Scrolls. No, get a degree. If you're going to go out and spend your cash, if you're going to go out and spend your money and getting a degree, have it be something useful. Have it be a service that people want. Don't just go to these higher education institutes and get a degree in the genesis or the genus of Star Wars. Something crazy like that, and think that you can go out and find a career and find a job. The poll also found that 63% of millennials and Gen Zers have experienced the feelings of burnout. In addition, many other millennials reported not knowing how to accomplish certain tasks that they were once expected to as adults. That's the problem. When you say a young adult is 27, you're a young adult till you're 27 years old. I remember back in the day, you were an adult when you hit 18. Now, as you could stay on mommy and daddy's insurance plan till you're 27. So they refer to also these people as helicopter parents, the ones that really pamper these kids. They're not even kids. They're adults. You're 27 years old. You're a fucking adult. Go out and get a job. Some also report a task is conducting things such as oil changes, changing a tire, tying a tie, jumpstarting a car, and sewing a hole. These are things that they can't do. And they are saying they can't do it because it's reliance on the increasingly digital and specialized world. Many of these essential tasks have become not as necessary to know. Really? Because when you're on your computer and you need to change oil in your car, change your tire, you could just take your phone out and put it on the ground and a little robot comes out and changes the tire for you. Really? Is that what happened?
The IQs just dropped sharply while I was away.
They must have been. They must have dropped. I haven't even been away that long. I took a couple days off. Maybe you need to stop watching YouTube. Maybe you just need to stop mooching off your parents. Maybe you need to just figure out that you need to get off your ass. Gen X, we've always been called the slacker generation because we were into grunge, we were into hip hop, we were into all these things. So we're the slacker generations. You know what? I would take a Gen Xer over 20 millennials or Gen Zers any day. Because you want to know what? We were put to work. We were told we had to go out. We were raised by parents. We understood the meaning of get your ass up and do something. But the problem is, like I said, these millennials are just mooching off these families because of the fact that they don't understand adversity. I've said it before. It's like soccer. You know, when you're kids, they make you play soccer. And I always laugh because I always think of the old King of the Hill TV show, which is a cartoon. And Hank Hill wants Bobby Hill to play football, but Bobby Hill wants to play soccer because Bobby's not very athletic. But because there's no competitiveness in the soccer that they're playing. Everyone's a winner. And it's funny because all the games end 0-0 because everyone's a winner. And it's the two teams, it's the wind versus the rain. And one has bright pink jerseys and one has like yellow jerseys on. And then Bobby figures out at the end, you know, this is stupid. You know, life isn't about not winning. Life is about adversity. Not everything goes your way. Not everything is put on a silver platter for you. You have to work. You have to go out there and find your way and make your own way because you know what? You're going to make mistakes in the long run. You are going to have issues. You are going to have problems. It's how you deal with those issues and how you deal with these problems and how you deal with adversity is what is going to make you a better person. And right now, they do not, millennials and Gen Zers and Gen Xers, Gen Yers, not Gen X, whatever, not Gen X, but Gen Yers and Gen Zers, they don't understand how to deal with adversity. They don't get it. Something small happens to them, it's the end of the world. Oh no, everything's going to end. The world is going to be over because you know what? We can't handle this. You can't handle the truth. I've said it once. I've said it a million times. It is truly one of my favorite sound effects, and I can't find it. I wish I could find it. And you know what you need to do, though, millennial? Gen Zers?
Time to nut up or shut up.
Nut up, shut up, and get to your job and get done. You can't handle the truth. Just remember that. I'm still looking for it. And you know what? You are going to wait until I find it. Let's see here. You need people like me. You need people like me. Did you order the code red? I don't have You Can't Handle the Truth, but you know what we'll throw out there?
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
I really got to get the soundboard label. I want to talk about the immigrants who fled to New York for a better life. We're going to New York. Everything's going to be fine because we're getting free health care. We're getting free room. We're getting free board. We're getting free food. Now that they're getting there, they're like, you know what? This place sucks. There's drugs. There's homeless people. I love how they're complaining about drugs and homeless people. You're homeless. You don't have an address. You don't have a place to live. You came into this country illegally under a false asylum claim, and you're going to sit there and say, I don't like the fact there are a lot of homeless people in New York. You want to know why? Because you were taking the money that would go to them, and we're giving it to you. So what's happening is people are accepting free tickets to ride up north to Canada for better opportunities, whether the country has a lower rate of homelessness and drug abuse. And I love it because these guys are all staying in taxpayer-funded hotels. And one Venezuelan said, the military gave me and my family bus tickets. Now, these bus tickets were up to the, getting them up to the, I love this because of the fact that now we're sending people out to other borders. We're going to send you up to the Canada border. And what we're going to do is you have to cross there illegally. So you can get out of the country because you don't like the fact that you're not getting enough free stuff. One immigrant said, I'm going to Canada for a better quality of life for my family. Another immigrant said he was kicked out of the Row Hotel near Times Square, after which he was sent to a homeless shelter. A whistleblower, of course, a guy that worked there, Fernandez, I can't remember his last name, released a video and pictures that showed illegal immigrants trashing hotel rooms and just letting food rot because they didn't want to eat it. Now, Felipe Rodriguez was his name. And Felipe says the chaos we see at the Row today is caused by immigrants drunk, drinking all day, smoking marijuana, and consuming drugs. I love it. They don't like drugs, but these are the things that they're doing. And also they said that he said that the row was struggling with domestic violence among immigrants, young people having sex in the stairwells, and fight between immigrants and other hotel security. I think it's great to be an immigrant. Now, another immigrant from Venezuela told the New York Post that he was concerned about rampant drug use in America, in a country, in not only America, but in New York. This is a guy coming from Venezuela. A lot of Americans use drugs. I feel like Canada will be safer. It's a much quieter country than America. Then leave. You know what? I will chip in to give you people bus tickets because you weren't invited anyways. You weren't invited. And some 40,000 immigrants have come through up to New York in the last couple of months. Of course, there's thousands and thousands upon thousands running through El Paso. But, you know, you hit 40,000 in New York. No, that's too many. That's too many. 21,000 have been bused into New York since last year. But I think the total is 40,000. But I love it, though. But New York is much nicer. That's where we're going to go. And they put them in they get them to this little town up near, I forget where, but there's this little town right not too far away from the Canadian border. Now, what the problem is, if you're an illegal immigrant, you are not allowed and you've already applied for asylum in the United States. You are not allowed to go to another country. So what they're doing is they're ripping up their paperwork and leaving it on the buses so they can go in and file asylum claims in Canada. These are great people. I'm so glad we're letting all these people come on in. Now, Justin Trudeau can have them because he's always touting this country as proud and longstanding tradition of welcoming people safely. Okay, well, go. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Get the fudge out. It's Plattsburgh. That's where they're going. They're dropping these guys up at Plattsburgh, and they're basically going through these walls, and I love it because they're being stopped by Mounties, eh? And I love it because the Mounties, they say, you have entered into Canada, eh? You're under arrest. And they tell them in Spanish, take everything out of your pockets, put them in your bags, only your dinero in your pockets. And then they escort the immigrants to a enclosed ramp into a shed for processing. Now, you'll love it because a lot of these people are seeing this on TikTok. They're seeing it on YouTube. Think how to do this. Now, this one family entered the U.S. from Mexico in December, spent about a month in the Marriott Hotel in Queens, which was, of course, was being used. Another one of the hotels that was being used as emergency shelter. And then they said, I wanted to live in New York, but I thought it would be a better future for my daughter, he said, or she said. But these days went by. I saw insecurity, many homeless people, many people who shout and are disrespectful, and many people are on drugs. Kind of like the country you came from. But the fact is, the free ride was over here, so you got to go somewhere else and mooch. And then she says, I'm going to Canada for the safety and the future of my girls. I only ask God that everything goes well and that Canada is not like the United States. Get the fuck out. Leave. I'm done. Another Venezuelan native said that, of course, that he, I talked about this, he was kicked out of the hotel and he was relocated to a homeless shelter in Brooklyn. He said the shelter was okay, except for the American residents. You mean the people that the shelter was designed for? You don't like them. A lot of Americans use drugs. I feel like Canada is safer and a much quieter country. And then, of course, they cross the tickets. Now, they're getting these free, bus tickets from somewhere, but no one's saying where it's coming from. Now, most people, like I said, are getting the information from social media and that they hope to make get a quick work permit in Canada. And then they go out and say, it's very difficult to get papers in Canada. I need to work, so I'm going to Canada. So under U.S. rules, immigrants cannot apply for work permit until 30 days after formally seeking asylum. Now, of course, something like 97% of these asylum claims are denied and aren't eligible for permits for another 150 days after that. Now, in Canada, I don't know what the rules are in Canada, but it must be a lot better. As of last week, an estimated 43,000 plus immigrants have gone into New York City since the spring, with more than 28,000 living in 83 hotels and 5 humanitarian emergency response centers. And I love it because the hotels don't care because they're actually making more revenue working off the government and working for these immigrants than they do for anything else. Now, people are asked about the bus tickets. Mayor Adams was nice. I don't know what you're talking about. City Hall did not respond to the question of the idea of the cost of reticketing. Kathy Hochul, the governor, who's just a winner, said neither the state nor the National Guard are paying for bus tickets and referred the Post, and this was to the New York Post, to the city for additional information. At the request of the city, National Guard members have been deployed to the Port Authority bus terminal where they greet upon arrival, answer questions, direct to services, including operations that they seek. This is coming from people that are running the show. It's time. It's time to cut the cord. It's time to get rid of these people. It's time to stop. You don't get your free ride. You don't get what you thought you were going to get. Then you bitch and whine that there's too many homeless people, but you're taking their spots in the homeless shelters. Does anyone else see an issue with this? Does anyone else see a problem with this? Does anyone have an issue with this? Because I certainly do. It just doesn't make any sense. We got a lot of great shows come up. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know I enjoyed doing it. Just make sure you understand this. We've said it once. We've said it a million times. The truth shall always set you free. I'm Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn. The Matt Ramblings of the Gen Xer. And I'm out.